Blog Talk Radio.
You deserve my worship. You deserve my praise. Thank you, Jesus. Adoration and glory, it belongs to you always. You deserve my worship. Yes, you do, Lord. You deserve my praise. Adoration and glory belongs to you always. When I think of the goodness of Jesus, thank him for saving me. Oh,
you deserve my worship.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do, Lord.
You deserve my praise.
You deserve.
Break every chain.
There is power in the name of Jesus.
There is power.
There is power
in the name.
In the name of Jesus.
We know where it is to break
every chain.
Break every chain.
Break every chain.
Come on, say to break every.
Break every chain.
Break every chain.
Break every.
There's an army rising up. There's an army rising up. There's an army rising up.
Everybody, we are on. You're listening to A Time of Reflection. Welcome to New Destiny Ministries. I'm your co-host, Sister Ruby Lowry. Vance Bernard is here with me, but I'm coming on to bring out the broadcast for this air. We are excited about our 2-year anniversary on Blog Talk Radio. We will be rebroadcasting throughout the month. We are thankful for the anointed women and men of God that has ministered on this broadcast. We are in a fast information, and we are getting ready for our praise-a-thon so we can give you all the information there. But we just want to take a minute, and we are remembering Reverend Paul Crouch and Dr. Angela Smith, whom has made their transitions to be with the Lord. So we, and Sister T's mother, and Minister Mike's sister, all of them has went on, and we send our condolence to each and every one, and we're recognizing them through the family here, New Destiny Ministry family. So we thank for that. So I'm going to go over just a little brief things of what we're doing. We're on the fast December the 1st. We have started December the 1st through December the 22nd. And it's a 21-day fast of prayer and fasting. Every day we start at 12 a.m. in the morning to 4 p.m. in the evening. That's California time or your time, whatever, you know, it's set up. But it's 12 a.m. and 4 p.m. that you can leave off. And this week we're eating one meal a day. And we're decreeing and declaring and watching God do the work and what we ask him for or what we need to be delivered and set free from and to do the will of our Father, Jesus Christ, which is in heaven. And we're coming out of the scripture, Matthew chapter 17, verse 21, and howbeit this kind goes not out but by fasting and praying. and fasting will break the chains of bondage. And you heard, we just played the recording about Break Every Chain by Tasha Cobbs. And before that, you heard, You Deserve My Worship. We know the Lord deserves our worship, and we're just so grateful and excited that he would allow us to be on this broadcast, me, you, and each and every one of the family of New Destiny Ministry, and that he would approve of it. So we just thank Jesus Christ for that. So then our second announcement is, this is our second year anniversary that Jesus Christ had allowed us to be on this broadcast and sending his word from heaven down to earth to us. So we're so thankful that he have allowed us, and we count it as a privilege to be on this broadcast with his royal family of baptized believers in Jesus' name and his precious people all over the world, because he said in his word that all souls is his. So we just thank him for. So I'm going to let you know how what we're doing is a second year anniversary, and we're excited because it came out last 2 years ago. We've been on this broadcast, and the Lord has sent the family more and more sisters and brothers, prophets, evangelists, teachers, preachers, ministry of help. When you look at it, I say, Lord Jesus Christ, we got the whole church on here, the order that you put in here for your church, the fivefold ministry, and he just gave us about 20 or 30 more extra helping hands in there to be saved and delivered. So a second anniversary celebration, and the theme is a time of reflection, and it will be from December the 2nd to the 31st. That's 2013 this year. And join us for Praise-a-thon. That's 2013. And our focus thought there is prayer, praise, purpose, and persistence. And that's them four P's. And that will be December the 6th, Friday, 2013, this Friday at 12 o'clock midnight, and that's Pacific Standard Time, the midnight in California. So wherever you're at, maybe 2 hours or 3 hours or ahead of us, you can govern at that time. And we have so many speakers. We're just so excited to be on. So you got to come on and hear it and get blessed and get that rhema word and that anointing rain coming from heaven down to his people on that. Also, we have a host of prayer intercessors. And then the conference call number, I'm going to give you all of this, is 712-432-1500. And our code there is 211-498. And if you haven't got that, for further information, you can contact our founding host, Evangelist Bernard, and her number is 209-271-8735. And we just thank the Lord for that. Now, that's just the conference number that we will be using for just Friday. Our regular number on the broadcast is 858-683-1334. That's our number for Monday to Friday. But the number I gave you just then is just for this Friday for the telethon. So we're so excited, and we're praying and thanking the Lord and asking them for the send many more and all the awesome speakers, the anointing that's going to come down from heaven above onto God's people for a rhema word that you just don't want to miss. So we just thank the Lord for that. We just thank him for all of our listeners and family and friends. We couldn't be here without your fellowship. And we appreciate in your tremendous support that you have gave to this broadcast over the 2 years we have been here. And we don't take it lightly. We just thank Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, because, you know, without him, we can do nothing. Without him, we would fail. Without him, we would be like a ship without a sail. And, you know, we know most of y'all through our spirits and through our hearts, because we haven't seen you personally to greet you one-on-one. Some of them we have known that have came out of churches, the church that we came in, we know, but the ones that Jesus Christ has sent here, we're just so blessed and honored because he's sending them from the four walls, north, east, south, and west. So we're just excited. And during this time, we will be broadcasting messages from past, like different messages that have came on a year or two that we started off in December of 2011, and the date was December the 8th, I think, or 9th, that this broadcast was launched. So Evangelist Bernard felt like the Lord led her to re-air broadcasted some of them. So this is what is going to be re-aired today. And we pray that the Lord will give you a message, a rhema word, a blessing, whatever you're looking for, Jesus have it. So with that, I'm going to open the prayer, and then Vance Bernard will turn it on for to hear the re-airing of Right Division by Habakkuk in, you know, chapter 2. So, Dr. Winston Singleton, he'll be bringing the speaker of that. So we thank Jesus Christ today. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for today. We praise you and we worship you. Hallelujah. Lord Jesus, I just want to repent because we have to repent in order for the word to come forth and not be hindered. Lord Jesus, I don't want to be hindered in my life, and I don't want to be hindered in your royal family's life, each and everyone on the broadcast and Facebook, the archives, the chat room, wherever, Lord Jesus. If I said or done anything, I repent. I ask you to forgive me of my sins before we go forth to acts of you to bless, to protect, to lead, to God, to give us what we need in this hour of this time. We thank you so much because we just don't take this lightly, Lord Jesus, that you would call us to do your work, to spread your word all over this world and over this nation. And we thank you that you have sent on prophets, pastors, teachers, evangelists, hallelujah, helps everybody, Lord Jesus, that you have sent into this vineyard to bring forth the word, that you have led in God, hallelujah, to say what must the Lord say? What should you say to your people today, Lord Jesus? Hallelujah, we're waiting for you with a rhema word. Hallelujah, we ask you to bless the sick, the shut-in. Hallelujah, we ask you to bless Evangelist Cummings, Lord Jesus, where she at. We miss her on this broadcast, Lord Jesus. And you know everything about us. You know the hairs on our head. You know our DNA. Hallelujah, you know when we were going to be born. You know the gifts that you have placed in us. You know the families that we have been in. You knew after we got grown where you would place us in the body of Christ to go forth and to be saved and to do your work and to be delivered in your will and your way. Lord Jesus, we just thank you. If we had 10,000 tongues, we couldn't thank you. We couldn't thank you enough because you care so much about us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You say, Lord, when you ain't doing right, all you say is do is repent. Hallelujah. And see your ways and turn from them, Lord Jesus. And go in my word and understand my 66 books of the Bible, how I want you to walk, how I want you to talk, how I want you to treat my people, how I want you to treat your sisters and brothers. How I want you to treat the world. Hallelujah. How I want you to treat your neighbors. How I want you to treat your husband. How I want you to treat your wife. How I want you to treat your aunt, your uncle, each and every one in our families, our mothers, our fathers. Lord Jesus, we just thank you that you forgive us and teach us and guide us, that you left this holy Bible, hallelujah, for us to learn, to walk and grow thereby, and to learn to treat each other with love and kindness. You said, with love and kindness will you draw. You said, if you be lifted up from off this earth, hallelujah, we lift you up, you will draw all men unto you. We don't do the drawing, you do the drawing, but we have to have the heart of love. We have to have compassion, and we have to love our sisters and brothers. Hallelujah, and we have to say, Lord, we want to do your will, and we want to do your way. We ask you for strength throughout this fast. We ask you for guidance throughout this fast, throughout this month of December. Hallelujah. We just ask you, Lord Jesus, to be with us, to guide us, to lead us, to direct us in the way that you would have us to go. And for that, we're so ever grateful. We thank you for each and every one on this broadcast line that you have sent in this morning, this afternoon. Hallelujah. Lord Jesus, without you, hallelujah, they wouldn't know where the broadcast was at, but you sent them in this broadcast, and we thank you for them. We thank you for each and every one that you have sent on this broadcast to work, to listen, to be a part, to pray, to donate, hallelujah, to plant a seed, hallelujah. Lord Jesus, you know just what we all need, hallelujah. You know what all we have to go and do your will in your way, and we just thank you this afternoon. We just praise you. Hallelujah. We just love you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, because without you, hallelujah, where would we be? Hallelujah. We would be so miserable, men so miserable, Lord Jesus, but we thank you that you cared about us, and you brought us out that dark and dingy place, and you said that you loved us. Hallelujah, when we was in our sins. Hallelujah, and we thank you for it, Lord Jesus. We thank you. Hallelujah. We can't go any further, but thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, and we praise you, and we magnify your holy name. We praise you, and we thank you, and we thank you, and we thank you, and we love you, and we give you the glory, and we give you all the praise for this broadcast today. And we thank you that you allow us to come on this broadcast and bring the word and then have comment, and we just give you the glory and we give you all the praise in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. 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 Bernard. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Bless your name, God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. Hallelujah. That's the problem today. You try to cut off the vision of what God wants. And I'm very excited. So I'm going to go ahead and get right into the Word of God. What we talked about here, we're a very powerful topic here today when we talk about right division. I was looking in the book of Habakkuk, and I think it's a very, very powerful book, even though he's a minor prophet. In other words, when we talk about minor prophets, we're talking about men that are not less than the major prophets, but we're talking about men that were given a task of the Lord, but they wasn't given too much, a whole lot of paths like the Jeremiahs and the Isaiahs and, the Daniels. However, they were just as powerful when God used them, because what the Bible says, or we usually say sometimes in the song, ordinary people, little becomes much when you place it in the master's hands. So these minor prophets stood up just as well as the major prophets, because the literature that they wrote was a lot smaller in volume. And we're talking about a man here by the name of Habakkuk, and Habakkuk's name means embrace or one who embraces. And we have to understand that when we're talking about Habakkuk, which will be so important for the body of Christ to understand, that when you're looking into the context of the text of the messages of what they were written, it's good to look at the theme. In other words, it's good to look at the essence of what the prophet or the man or woman of God was speaking to their audience concerning of during that time of what God planned for them to do. And we find out that the theme for Habakkuk is the just shall live by his faith. And I want to put it into the end time. The just shall live by his or her faith. It doesn't matter if you're a male nor female, but you must have faith. Because without faith, it's impossible to please him. But he that cometh to God must believe that God is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Now, when we look at the theme of Habakkuk saying that the just shall live by his faith, or the individual faith, we see that Habakkuk's book involves the sovereignty of God and the need for people to trust in him. The problem today, and as I begin to get further into vision, the problem that we have in the body of Christ today is that our faith is not up to par where God can really use us. Like I said earlier, the book of Hebrews chapter number 11, verse 6 and 7 says, he says, without faith it is impossible to please him. He that cometh to God must believe that God is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Your faith must be tested. Your faith must be tried. If you have a fever, it's not the devil coming against you. It's up to you to believe that God will deliver you from the fever. It's not so much that you was in that car accident and that the devil came against you and that because you believe that someone put a spell upon you. No. That's the will of God. He said, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but God will deliver us all out of them all. The Bible also says that no weapon formed against us will prosper. The Bible also says that we're troubled on every side, but not in distress. We're perplexed, confused, but not in despair. We're persecuted, but not forsaken, cast down, but not destroyed. And then James picks up and says, James chapter number 1, verse number 2, he said, brothers, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations or many types of trials. He said, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. And he went on to say, let patience have her perfect work, that you may be complete and entire, wanting nothing. But he said, let that individual that left their just, that had their just, that living by faith, he said, you lack in wisdom. He said, let him, don't complain. He said, but let him or her ask of God to give to every man liberally and braid it not. But he went on to say that you must ask in faith. Amen. He said, trust in the Lord and lean not to your own understanding. He said, acknowledge the Lord in all your ways, and he will direct your path. Steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. And I'm giving these little nuggets here to get you to understand that it takes the word of God to elevate you, motivate you, stimulate you, activate you, and begin to cause the consecration in your life. David said, yea, mm-hmm. though I walk in the valley of the shadow of death. He said, I'm not going to mm-hmm. be in disarray. He said, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. For thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. But I'm going back now to Habakkuk to let you know that we're talking about in chapter number 2 of the book of Habakkuk, God was responding to Habakkuk's, Habakkuk had two questions, concerning of God's action. And sometimes when we don't have faith in God, we always question in him. That's the reason why it's hard for God to speak in our lives. And it's hard for the vision to manifest, because when God tells you to go down the street, you say, Lord, why should I go down the street? God don't want you to ask why you should go down the street. You say, Lord, however way you want me to go down the street, I will go. Whatever steps you want me to make, I will do. Whatever words you want me to say, I will say. Whatever things you want me to write, I will write. So God don't want you to start questioning him all the time. There's nothing wrong with questioning him, but question comes in a form of a doubt, because you're uncertain of what God wants you to do. And this is what Habakkuk said. Habakkuk said, Lord, it was two questions in chapter number 1. First of all, he had a burden for what he saw what the people were doing. You know, sometimes you have to have, in order for you to be able to walk in the spirit of God and walk in the essence of God or walk in the will of God, first of all, you have to have a mindset to want to help the other people. You cannot be selfish and God's going to speak and put something in your spirit. You cannot download love when you got hate in your heart. That's why David said, the Lord, according to thy loving kindness and the multitude of thy tender mercy, Lord, blot out my transgressions. Lord, whatever you do, don't take your Holy Spirit away from me. So we see here that Habakkuk, in chapter number 1, he had two complaints. He had a burden of his heart. He saw the disarray of people. He saw people treating other people badly. He saw the evil that was going on. He saw them, idolatry was going on. He saw complaining and murmuring. So then he began to say, Lord, why would you allow the evil to exist in the nation of Judah? Why you allow me to cry for so long? I've been crying for 5 years to clean up my neighborhood. Lord, I see pollution in my church. My family is all off. Lord, why are you allowing me to see the dangers that's occurring in my life? And then he went on to say, he went on and said another complaint and said, Lord, how could you you allow, even though you said you're going to come and do some damage to them, you're going to send another nation to come down and deter us and destroy us and correct us. He said, but Lord, I got another question. Lord, first of all, I'm crying all these years for help. And then you said you're going to help us, but you're going to help us with the enemy that's around us, people that are worse than we have. But see, you shouldn't worry about who God sent to you. The very fact God sent you someone to you, let you know I'm trying to give you some help. But then God began to answer him. And he said in the chapter number 2, when God began, he began to ask that question. God said to him, what I want you to do, first of all, before God spoke to him, first of all, before God can speak into your life, you have to change your prayer. You have to change what type of decisions that you're making. Instead of back and saying, I'm not going to do that, he said in chapter number 2, he said, I'm going to stand on the watchtower, and I'm going to stand at God, and I'm going to wait until what God has to say to me, and I will wait until he answers. Now, amen, because the problem today is we don't want to wait on the Lord. He said, wait on the Lord and be of good courage, and he will strengthen our heart. He said, wait, I say, on the Lord. So Habakkuk, he wanted, amen, to let God know that, Lord, I understand now. I will wait and wait until you give me instructions what to do. That's what God said today. I want you to say, don't seek for your own answer. Don't mean for your own understanding. Let me come on in, but have an open mind for you to allow me to come in and do something about the problem. So the Lord told him, he said, now, what I want you to do now, not what I want to do, I'm going to read a little bit from the contemporary English version, from the King James. And I said, and starting in verse, chapter number 2, verse 1, he said here, he said, while standing guard on the watchtower, I waited for the Lord's answer before explaining the reason for my complaint. Then the Lord told me, he said, I will give you my message in the form of a vision. He said, write it here with us to be read at a glance. At the time I have decided, my words will come true. You can trust what I say about the future. He said, it may take a long time. It may take 5 weeks. It may take 5 months. It may take a decade. But when God said it, it's going to happen. And so he said here, you can trust in what I say about the future. He said in verse number 3, he said, I may take a long time. He said, keep on waiting. He said, it will happen. And then he went on, and I want to include verse number 4, which is the theme for this chapter. He said, now, I, the Lord, refuse to accept anyone who is proud. Only those who live by faith are accepted unto me. In other words, the just shall live by his faith. When you begin to trust in God and live and walk and breathe and eat, and begin to do your will in the faith of God, God will bring you out. Amen. I heard what the Bible talked about. How he talked about the faith. He said, now faith cometh by hearing. Hearing of the word of God. He said, how can you hear without a preacher? And how can he preach except they be sent? The problem today is we got folks today that say they have a vision for God, but they're not moving in the direction of God. Now, I wanted to share a little something with you. I have a little time on myself, so I want to be able to share it with you because I'm excited. The Lord began to download some things in me this morning. And hallelujah. But the Bible said, if you notice what he has, before I go into this, we understand that through the time, the line of time of the prophet, when we're talking about a vision, the vision is a spiritual, God gave me this now. He said, the vision is a spiritual ability to dictate what will take place in the natural according to the will of God. Let me repeat that again. A vision is a spiritual ability to dictate what will take place in the natural according to the will of God. And we understand that a vision. One more time. A vision is a spiritual ability to dictate what will take place in the natural according to the will of God. That's what a vision is. But what has happened today, your vision is not about you. Your vision is all about God working in you and through you for others. I want to repeat that again. The vision that you said that God has given you is not for you. It's not all about you. It's about God working in you and through you for makes you a visionary today, I want to tell you, stop seeking God to become a visionary. In other words, stop seeking God to become a person that is inspired by vision. But what you want to start doing is seeking God for the vision. Because without a vision, the people perish. You wonder why today people are running around based upon the vision that they received, someone else's vision, and they're running with it. But the problem is today you bought into the vision, but not the man of God and woman of God who have the vision. Now, but you got to buy into the man and woman of God that have the vision and walk in the path of the man and woman of God. Then you will be able to reap the benefits from that vision. Mm-hmm. But a lot of us became visionaries. We're running around taking people's visions and incorporating it into our ministry. Oh, Lord. So I want to let you know today, God has a vision for you. The Bible says, seek him while he may be found and call upon him while he's near. God said, I don't want you to be a visionary. I want you to have a vision. But in order for you to have a vision, you must seek after me. Now, I want to tell you something. Some of you that are very much well-read in the Bible, in other words, you know what the Bible is saying, but some of you don't know the word, which is the, when we talk about the word of God, the Bible says that my word is spirit, and my spirit and my word is life. But a lot of times we don't use the spirit of God to prophesy. We don't use the spirit of God to get the job done. We use our own analogy and interpretation of the word. But God said, my word shall not go out and return unto you void. It will accomplish wheresoever I send it. Now, so you can't mix your philosophy into the word of God and get a result. You must present the word of God as it is saying. You got to write the vision, and you got to write the message of God in the form of a vision. You got to write the inside of what God has told you to do to tell the people. It's our job as spiritual leaders to show others what God has shown us. But what I have seen in these days and times, in this last day, I've seen a misrepresentation of divine manifestation. In other words, people have said God told them something through vision, but I don't see the vision that God showed you. I don't see the manifestation that God showed you. All I see is your flesh. All I see is your mind. All I see is your diction. All I see is your vocabulary.
Wow.
I don't need to have, I can have Ebonics and still have God's anointing. I can talk this there and that there. But if God is in my words, it will come to pass. And I want to
come on.
The Bible says in the book of 2 Peter, chapter number 1, verse 20 and 21, he says, knowing this first, that no prophecy of the scriptures is of any private interpretation. For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but the holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. And I want to let you know that the reason why the prophetic word ain't going forth, because we're dealing with prophetic. We're dealing with pathetic people. Now, you cannot speak a prophetic word of God when you are a pathetic person. Because the Bible said to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritualized minded is life in peace.
Ooh.
So, amen. I want to let you know as I go a little further, just to let me take a little water here. I want to let you know that God began to deposit some more nuggets on me this morning. He began to say, before God can impart the vision to you, first of all, you must be willing to open your mind to the voice of God. I'm going to say that again. Before God can impart the vision upon you, you must be willing to open your mind to hear the word of the Lord. Number two. Before God can impart vision to you, you must have a love for people or humanity. I'm going to say that again. Before God can impart vision for you, you must have a love for people and humanity. Number three, before God can impart vision to you, your faith must be at level of acceptance by the Lord. Before God can impart the vision for you, you must have faith at a level which God can use you. Amen. You got to have the faith of the size of a grain of mustard seed. But the problem is, what causes us not to have the doubt? Anxiety. Some of you have attitudes when you're preaching.
Some
of you have attitudes when you're witnessing. But you got to have love in the Bible. Bible said, amen, he said, first of all, he said, seek after love and desire spiritual gifts.
Mm.
But how can you go forth in your calling if you got hatred and bitterness? Hallelujah. The Bible said, walk after the Spirit, and you won't fulfill the lust of the flesh. He went on to say in the first book of Galatians, chapter number 5, verse 16 and 17, he said, walk after the Spirit, and you won't fulfill the lust of the flesh. He said, because the flesh lusts or desires against the Spirit, and the Spirit lusts and desires against the flesh and against the Spirit, and these two are contrary to one another, that you will not be able to be what you should or what you would be. But the Bible went on down, and verse number 19, he said, now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these, and your own time, you can take the time out, and 17 plus boogers there. 17 plus elements that perpetual away and hinder you from your vision. Because, amen, he said, amen, he, amen, that lack wisdom, he said, he that lack wisdom, let him ask of God. But then he said in the book, of 1st, 2nd Peter chapter 1, verse 5, he said, give it all diligence, add to your faith virtue, add to your virtue knowledge, add to your knowledge temperance, add to temperance patience, add to patience godliness, add to godliness, brotherly kindness, and brotherly kindness charity. He said, if you have these seven things and they abound, he said, you'll be so that you will not be able to bear concerning of the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. He said, but if you lack those seven things, he said, you're blind and cannot see afar off. And you will, hallelujah, you forgot that you were purged from your old iniquities. How can you have a vision when you don't have love? How can you have a vision when you don't have peace in your heart? How can you have a vision if you don't add those godliness and faith and charity and knowledge? You're walking around like dead men's bones. You're walking around with no life in you, but you're trying to motivate me. But I want you to tell yourself today, I need a vision. I need a direction from the Lord. I need to be like a black. I'm going to stand in my house, and I'm going to wait until the Lord give me an answer. I'm going to stay on my knees until the Lord perfects me. I'm going to get rid of my sins and clean me up and turn me around and place my feet on solid ground. I'm going to stop going from my imaginations, and I'm going to start envisioning God taking me to a level that I don't understand, because we walk by faith, not by sight. I'm not going by what I see. I'm going by what I know through God, because he's given me the Holy Ghost of the discernment agency. And wherever I walk, whatever I do, he said, whatever you do in words or in deeds, do it all in the name of Jesus. I wish someone say Jesus right now. Jesus right now. Call on the name of the Lord, because the name of the Lord is a strong tower, and the righteous run in and bear a face. Some of you are not overcoming because you're not using Jesus. Now you can use Jehovah Jireh, that's fine, but he said, no man can come to the Father but by me. I dare you to say Jesus, 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 Jesus. Move on. I dare you to keep repeating that name, because of the name that was given above every name. At the name of Jesus, every knee should bow. And every tongue shall confess that Jesus is the Lord to the glory of God the Father. But you got to begin to see the Lord. First of all, you got to see yourself. Isaiah said the year that King Uzziah died, he said, I also saw the Lord.
Come on, my scriptures.
Lifted up.
I lifted up.
And he said, I saw the presence of God. He said, amen, I saw the post move. He said, I saw the smoke arising out of his ashes. But then, when he saw the vision, see, when God sees your vision, first of all, he lets you see yourself. You got to see yourself before you can see God. And I heard the prophet Isaiah saying, he said, woe is me. Someone need to tell them, come, woe is me today. I'm a wretch undone. Not only me, but the environment I am is contaminated. But then the Bible said, the angel came around and touched that little, you got a piece of coal off the altar. Some of you need to go into the altar. Not the altar that's built in your house. You need to go to the house of the Lord. You need to go to the house of the Lord. He says, not yourself together, as some already
Come on.
Stand in the throne environment. Say, Lord, use me and use me. Where you want me to move? And then Isaiah said, as he began to go a little closer,
driving
me. It'll take you through, but you've got to know the word of God.
ahead, Wendy.
That you'll be like a tree planted by the rivers of waters that bring it forth no fruit in your season. Some God telling you now, your season is right before you. Amen. You can prepare yourself in the fall, in the winter, but it's time, God said, in the springtime.
Come on.
When the flowers begin to bloom.
Woo!
In the springtime. When the snow begins to melt.
I'm getting happy. Come on, Lord.
It's time to come out of incubation.
Come on.
It's time to become activated.
Come out of incubation.
It's time to become motivated. The vision is before you, but you got to stop complaining like, hallelujah, how back it is, and change your mind like the prophet said. It said, Lord, I'm going to stop complaining while you're not answering my prayer. Just say, Lord, not my will, but thy will be done. You can understand what Jesus said. As I get ready to close, I hope you can understand what I'm saying here. Jesus had destiny.
Mm.
He said, I came to do the will of the Father.
The will of the Father.
At that time, the Lord was so exceedingly sorrowful.
Mm.
Even unto death. Try to take his friends. Look, you, God gave you vision. Stop messing with these other ministries. God got a ministry for you. Stop trying to emulate some of these great popular men. They're going forth in their vision. God said you can learn from them, but I got a specific path for you.
All right.
I got a singular journey for you. But you keep on going where you think you need to go. God said I've established ministries in you. I have called you from your mother's womb. I have called you. That's why you thought you were strange all these years. Well, the reason why he had to keep you strange is because if you became familiar, you wouldn't be effective now. God said, I'm doing something for you, in you, through you, about you. But you keep on down. Stop asking the question, Lord, did you call me? You know I've been calling you. You know I've been waking you up at night. You know I've been doing this, messing with you. You know you're different from your friends. Then why you keep questioning me? What you need to do is do like a back and said, I'm going to stand and watch.
Stand on my watch.
Stand on you. I'll go when you want me to go. I'll do what you want me to do. Here am I.
Woo, glory.
God said you want a few good men because one can chase 1,000. Two can put 10,000.
Come on, come on.
He said there's 2 or 3 touching together in one thing on the earth. I will be in the midst. Why are you complaining so much when God said I got the answer for you?
Jesus.
Did Jesus say?
Hallelujah.
If it be possible. Now, Jesus knew the vision. Jesus saw the vision.
Because
the Bible said he counted all, he counted the joy.
Yeah.
And endured the cross. He saw the vision, but he didn't want to go through the vision because he wanted to live a little bit.
All right.
He said, Lord, if it be possible.
If it be possible.
Let this come.
I got almost died.
You are deterring from the vision. God, I don't want you to deviate from the road I got you going on. If you deviate, I can't move.
Come on.
If you detour, I can't show others what I have showed you. Then Jesus said, Lord, Father, is it possible that this cup pass? He did it 3 times. But then when he got the picture, see, it doesn't matter how long it takes you to get the picture, but when you get the picture, the Bible says when you find the truth, walk therein. And when Jesus saw that, I'm not going to get no answer from God unless I give him what he wants. He said, Lord, not my will.
Not my will.
The reason why you don't get it because you don't like to repeat things. I'm repeating from the man of God. I would just say, Lord, not my will.
Not my will.
But thine will be done.
But thine will be done.
And the Bible said immediately, God sent him.
Woo! Jesus, I fell down. Thank you.
God will send angels your way.
Yes,
just rely on him immediately. God will begin to show you the map. He'll show you the blueprint. He'll show you the pattern.
Yeah.
He'll show you the design.
Come on.
He'll show you the sketch.
Aha!
He'll show you the schematic. He'll
Lord
show
have
you
mercy.
What you're going to become later on without you even knowing what you are. But you see the fall because why? God is in control. So in my closing, going back to Habakkuk, God was replying to him. There were two questions. There were two elements of complaint. First of all, Lord, why would you allow this evil to exist in our midst? And why are you having me to see it? I can't do nothing about it. Why are you allowing this stuff going on, Lord, and not doing nothing about it?
Holy.
And then after God began to answer, said, well, I'm going to take care of things. I'm going to do a work, and I'm going to send Babylon to come down and get them, prophesying what was going to happen already. But then he said, well, Lord, I got another problem. You are allowing someone to come and dictate us what we need to do and chastise us, but they're worse than we are.
Yeah.
So there you go. Yeah. Question after question. Complaint after complaint. Then God said, all right, what I want you to do, I'm going to give you my message in a form of a vision. I'm going to give you insight, Habakkuk. I'm going to show you what I'm going to do. But what I want you to do, don't keep it to yourself. See, when God gives you a vision, you can't keep it to yourself. Anyone who says they're keeping a vision to themselves don't have a vision. Because the vision must be conveyed to people. It's our job, as I said, to show others what God has shown us. Because the vision is not all about you. The vision is God working through you and in you for others, according to his will. And when he found it, he said, Habakkuk, I'm going to give you the message I want you to give to them in a form of a vision. He said, now I want you to write that vision and put it where people can see it. The reason why some of your ministry is not growing, because you're hiding the intent of what God is telling you. Let people know what God has shown you, and people will come. Let people know that God called you, and they will hear you. Let people know that God is around you, so they'll come see you. But you're keeping everything to yourself. That ain't vision. That's insight of your own. The Bible says, now trust in the Lord and lean not to your own understanding. He said, acknowledge the Lord in all your ways, and he will direct your path. He said, write the vision and make it plain. And when they run by, and even grants, I don't need to read. If God is in it, I don't need to read it. I don't need to try. He said, don't try to understand it. He said, believe it.
Believe
what God told you to write, you don't worry about who's reading it. When they pass by, they'll see it. When they look at a phone, they'll see it. When they look above it, they'll see it. But God said, my message, he said, my word will not go out and return unto you. Boy, I can be in a place
for
35,000 feet. If God spoke, the people down on the ground will hear it. I don't care if you're on Mount Everest. If God spoke to you to speak out, somebody down from the mountain will hear it. Because God has a voice that echoes. God has a voice that vibrates. God has a voice that travels through sound. Every element of sound and vibration comes by the word of God. The Bible says, by faith, we know that the world was framed by the word of God. When God speaks, it comes to pass.
Yeah.
He said, I'm sick. I can't get around. God said the vision said you're healed.
Hallelujah.
He said, it might take a little while now. He said, my one vision is only for a while. But when that vision speaks, it will not lie.
It won't lie.
If God said it, it settles it. If God sent you a prophet, you may not can understand English, but you will prophesy. You may not be a healer, but God has put something in your spirit to heal you.
Yeah.
But you got to see where God is going to take you. And the only way you know he'll take you, you got to believe. He said, and I just want to say, he said, faith. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for.
Come on.
And the evidence of things not seen. Now, you forget to realize, what's in the ingredients of faith? Hope. And what is hope? Hope is desires and expectations. I'm going to read that again. Hope is desires coupled with expectation. But what faith does, faith takes your desires and your expectations and it carries it through the truth, carries you through the trials and the struggles. Even though your house burned down, your faith has got your hope. I'm hoping for a better place.
All right.
Yeah.
At a particular time, God will allow you to see your dream come true. God will allow you to see your vision come in to be manifested. Because God deals with time. God deals with the future. God I'm looking no for a miracle. I'm talking to myself right now. I'm looking for a miracle.
My, my, my.
You won't look for the miracle, you won't see the miracle.
Hey.
Seek and ye will find. Not in the blind. Tell me, open up. Ask. Some of you not asking God enough. Some of you need to cry out and say, Lord, give me a vision. Some of you need to say, Lord,
yes,
give me something to take me beyond my own thoughts. Tell me, look beyond my thoughts and see my needs. Take me to a higher level, Lord. I'm tired of being stagnated.
Ah,
I'm tired of being weary. I'm tired of being in the struggle. I'm tired of being mentally anguished.
Oh, good.
I'm tired, Lord. Lord, speak a word to me. Lord, revive me. Create in me a clean heart. Oh, God, renew a right spirit.
Glory to God.
The Bible says God works in you.
Ah, both the will.
To will and to do.
Yes, yes, Lord.
Will and to do is the vision. The will and to do is the motivation. Oh, I feel like, well, that's what I feel like praising him. He's giving you vision.
Mm.
Because I didn't see it.
Mm.
How can I praise God broke?
Mm-mm-mm.
How can I praise God sick? How can I praise God impoverished?
My, my, my. Oh, glory!
It's peace.
Glory! Hallelujah.
Over in the Holy Ghost. You've got to get into the Spirit. Here I told me, let me tell you. There was a prophet by the name of Ezekiel. The Bible said that the hand of the Lord took me up into the Spirit and took me into a open valley. Oh, Lord, I'm talking about fishing now.
All right.
And he said he walked around on the surface in the midst along. In the valley, and he noticed something. He said, I saw physically. I saw materially. I saw natural. I saw bones. And I noticed about them, they were dry and very dry.
Come on.
Very dry. Look what happened here. God begins to ask him a question. God said, son of man, in your vision, can these bones live?
Can they live?
Can they live? See, some of you don't, your vision ain't coming true because you answered God too quickly.
Mm. Uh-huh.
So you should say, Lord, I know you don't know. But this is what the Father said. He said, Lord, only God know it. Lord, I know that these bones can live. But Lord, you give life, and you're the only one that can fix things. He said, Lord, only thou knowest. And God likes to know when you know that he knows. Oh, glory. I said, God likes to know when you know that he knows.
Yeah.
He said, Lord, only you know. He said, okay, what I want you to do now, I want you to prophesy.
Then,
the latter part of the vision, he was able to interpret. See, when you're use the word of the Lord as a prophecy. Thus said the Lord. Earn your way. Don't think you said it. Because you're going to come with your own ideology. You're going to come with your own philosophical view. You're going to come with your own indignation. But say what the Lord say, and your faith will come to pass. And now I see. I saw an army before the army was produced.
Son.
Whoever. See, some of your ministries are not whosoever. God said, if you don't, I got vision for you, it includes everybody. Everybody's included in the vision. There's no homeless only. There's no drug users only. Everybody in the vision is supposed to be a part of your vision. If God gives you a vision, everybody is included and there's no exclusion. The only one that's excluded is the devil. Some of us allow the devil to be a part of our vision. Some of you have what you call reading your study. Some of you don't allow God to show you. You start going into your exegesis. That's just what you're doing. You're exiting Jesus out of your study. Exegesis. And start including Jesus. You say, in word or in deed, do it all in the name of Jesus. Our conclusion is this. Habakkuk, a concerned prophet, was perplexed, confused, because he was trying to understand God in his own mentality. And to complain. Why would you allow the evil to exist in our midst? I've been calling on you all day if you haven't heard me. And then secondly, how could you use a sinful nation like Babylon to punish us for our sins? God said, what I want you to do, prophet, don't worry about what I'm doing.
Come on.
You just write the message that I give you.
I
want you to write it in the form of a vision. And write it and make it plain.
Make it plain.
Let them know that if they don't clear their ways, I'm sending Babylon, y'all. I'm sending the enemy to subdue you. Change or be shamed. Change or be shamed. And we found out that the just
shall live by faith.
The righteous. The holy one. You won't live on your own merit. You're only going to live by the faith that you have in God. So I'm saying to you, increase your faith and watch your vision manifest for the glory of God. Thank you very much.
My. We have heard a word today. Write the vision. Hallelujah. You know, as the year closes out, before we embrace the new year, we make all of these resolutions. Hallelujah. But the man of God has preached today, and he has taught us. This message was aired almost 2 years ago, and every word he spoke is resonating in our spirits, in our hearts today. Write the vision. When you take an assessment of your life, each and every year, and you have a category of the things you would like to do. And then you take another category and you say, Lord, what is your will? What is your purpose for my life? And you'll always see, hallelujah, that God's vision and his purpose, excuse me, I apologize for that one, is greater and more expansive than what we envision. So people of God, as this year comes to a close, write your vision. Petition God. Seek him, hallelujah, for his will in your life. We're excited. We're excited about this celebration month, 2 years here on Blog Talk Radio, preaching and teaching the gospel. We're not here arguing. We're not here debating. We're not here trying to put anybody down. We're not here to offend anyone. We're here to preach and teach the gospel. The gospel is what saves. It's not our opinions. Not our doctrine, not what we think or don't think. It's
it's all about Jesus. As Dr. Singleton has expressed to us today, it's all about Jesus. It's all about his vision. It's all about his will and purpose for our life. So we're going to open up the lines. Amen. And again, this is a rebroadcast. We're rebroadcasting some of our messages. And I tell you, if you go back into these archives, you can listen to these messages. And we want you to be able to access these messages, the over 600 messages that men and women of God have came on and ministered the word. And I want you to know, every message and every listener, God has a record. It's being recorded. Amen. Amen. So we're going to open up the lines right now. Thank God for, I see some of those that have been with us from the inception of this broadcast. I tell you, I don't have words enough to express how thankful I am for the women and men that God have graced to come on this broadcast, and all of you that I have met personally, and some through Facebook and Twitter and through referrals, other people referring people to us to come on the line and minister the word of God. Please know that your sacrifice has not been in vain. When I look at the stats and see over 65,000 listeners, I'm encouraged because I know one thing. God is going to get this message out. He said the gospel is going to be preached to every man, woman, boy, or girl, because no one will be able to accuse God of being unjust. No one will be able to accuse God of being unrighteous. Amen. So we're going to go to Clarence first. Amen. We didn't get to him yesterday. He may have dropped off, but we're going to go to him for any comments, or if he'd like to make any remarks, you're welcome to do so this time. Praise the Lord, Brother Clarence.
Yeah, how you doing? I'm sorry. Yesterday I was starting work yesterday, and today I'm having a little bit of car trouble, so I'm trying to get it fixed.
Okay.
But anyway, yesterday was a blessing, and also today was a blessing. I always be blessed to hear from y'all, and and God is working on me, okay? And I still got some things I'm working on, and I believe he's working on it, and he's going to help me get through it. So I appreciate all of y'all for what y'all have done for me.
Amen, amen. Well, stay tuned. I know you work and do some other things. Whenever you're able to tune in and hear the word, tune in. I tell you to bless you. We'll certainly enrich and enhance your life. So God bless you, Brother Clarence. We thank you for tuning in with us. Amen. We're going to go to our prophetess, Darlene Davis, and then we see Minister Aaron on the line with us today. We see Sister Roni, amen, and Liberal Democrat with us. God bless you. I want all of us, you know, tune in. We're excited about this telethon. Liberal Democrat, Prophetess Davis, Sister Verona going to be participating. Minister Aaron, he'll have a word from the Lord for us. So we're looking for a great and mighty time. Even Dr. Singleton, Prophetess Harrison, Elder Hammond, Lady Rosalind, Prophetess Darlene. We have a host of speakers that's going to be with us on Friday. You don't want to miss this praise-a-thon. Amen. So we're going to Prophetess Darlene, and I tell you, we had a beautiful, beautiful, hallelujah, Holy Ghost good time yesterday on Prophetess Darlene Davis' prayer line. Her prayer line is on Tuesday and Saturday at 5 o'clock California time and 8 o'clock on the East Coast. And I tell you, I certainly enjoyed that last evening. And also Sister Ruby was on the line, Liberal Democrat was with us, and several other people that fellowship on her line. We had a beautiful time. Lady Morris was also on the line, so we thank God for this mighty woman of God. God bless you, Prophetess Darlene.
God bless you all. I thank God for your support and your love. I just thank God for the word on yesterday. Apostle Harrison brought the prayer talking about prayer, and the day before I had said, God, I want to travel in the spirit like I used to. I'm not traveling. What is the block? And I began to pray, because you have to examine yourself, and you have to check yourself. You know, I don't have time to check everybody else. It's this hour. We got to check our own self. So I say, God, anything in me that's not right, move it out. And I even asked today, blot out my transgressions. Create me a new and a right spirit. And after I heard the word on today, let me just back up. Last night, I asked God again, what is it? Well, this morning, I traveled in the spirit, to God be the glory. And I just thank God he's put me back on track where I used to be, and I'm going up even higher, to God be the glory. But I thank God because this broadcast had a lot to do with it. And so I thank God my healing process, I was able to come and get my spiritual checkups here. And so I thank God for this ministry, and I thank God for the overseer. I thank God for when it was talking about a vision, truly, y'all have a vision, and I thank God for the visioneer. And I thank God where God has taken this broadcast and where he has brought it from. And I thank God for your support on last night. Even your prayers have took me to another place on today. I'm not the same as yesterday, to God be the glory. I say, God, blood out, wash me, purge me, cleanse me, God. And I want to say to Brother Clarence, if I may, Brother Clarence, you keep coming on, and you say God is working on you. He's working on each and every one of us. I don't care how long we've been in church, how long, we all need God to work on us, and he's working on us. And I thank God. So you continue to come on. You are a blessing. If you don't know your vision, God is going to show you and tell you, just wait on him and be of good courage. And he's going to speak to you. He's going to let you hear some things and tell you some things you may not understand now, but you keep on coming on this broadcast, and God is going to show you some things and tell you some things. We thank God for you, and you continue to be encouraged, and may God bless you and use you mightily in the right time. And also, Minister, I don't know his, I think his minister, I can't get the right name, we missed you, and I have been praying for him, your cousin, our minister, if y'all can help me out, but nevertheless, Karen, and I've been praying, and you continue to come on this broadcast when you can, because the enemy's trying to get you, but he cannot have you. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. We're praying the blood covering over you because of the anointing that you carry. The enemy's trying to come up against you, but I want to tell you, be encouraged. Stay on this broadcast. Stay on your knees. Stay seeking God, and you got the victory, and the devil is a liar. So I just want to encourage you, and Sister Ruby, your prayer, and I'm not going to take up too much time. Your prayer today was an encouragement to me. Y'all's support was such an encouragement. I want to say to all the intercessors and prayer warriors on this line, keep praying, keep interceding. Your prayers are not in vain. Follow the vision. Follow what God has called you to do. We cannot do each other's vision, but we are connected, because it's all about the souls and kingdom winning. So I just think, so keep your mind kingdom-minded and with the souls for God's glory. And I just want you all to be encouraged and know the best is yet to come, and your latter days are greater, will be greater. Just know that God is with you. Love you all, praying for you all, and you be encouraged. I don't know everybody's name, but I say, God, you know them. And so I call, as I call out your name, but call out my name, that God, that he become all that he has called me to be in these last and evil days, that it don't be about me, but it be all about him. And anything that y'all hear or see that's not pleasing, you pray for me. God bless you all.
Oh, God bless you. You've just been such a blessing. The Lord has sent you. We're so excited for your ministry and your work and your words that you gave out today. Thank you. We're going to Liberal Democrat. Liberal Democrat, Minister Liberal Democrat.
I was glad when they said unto me, let us come in the house of the Lord. Amen.
Okay.
I came in, I heard the woman of God, amen, Sister Ruby, amen to God, calling on Jesus. I said, all right now, Holy Ghost. She said, it's time for me to come out. I think it's time for Sister Ruby to come out now and speak some things. Ha-ha! Thank you, Lord. Amen. I receive that, Holy Ghost. Amen, amen. The man of God was talking about the just shall live by faith. Amen. And we got like about like an hour and a half left on the fast on today. Amen to God. And we eating the word today. Amen. On this 21-day fast, amen to God, you know, you're feeling stronger now. You're feeling more spiritual now. Amen. So I thank God that God called the woman of God to tell us to go on the fast. Amen to God, to eat the word. The man of God, that we shall live by faith. Yes, we live by food and water and stuff like that, but amen, we shall live by faith, and we eat in his word. So, amen, I thank God for the fast. Amen. Thank God for this word. Amen to God, and thank God for the prayers, because God is doing the thing. God bless you. Hallelujah.
God bless you, Minister Liberal Democrat. We really appreciate the Lord leading you and guiding you here. You've just been such a blessing. And we're going now to Minister Aaron.
Praise the Lord, saints. How y'all doing?
Oh,
I came on the last minute of it, but
I seen you drop, and
huh?
I said, you dropped? Oh, so I said, see you back up. How you been doing?
Real good. What happened? I had dropped off because when I got on the phone, on the line, something told me to get on, and I was, because we just got through fasting to 4 o'clock. I've been on the fast through me and my sister, Verona. She's on here, too, but I had called her when I had got on here. I jumped off to see if she got on, because something told me to call her to see if she got on the line, too. So when we got on, I didn't know my cousin was teaching. If I knew he was teaching, oh, my goodness, I would have jumped on it at the time, but the Lord was using me. I'm so glad that woman, that prophet, has been praying for me, because
yeah,
I need all the prayers. She's right there.
Prophetess Darlene Davis.
Darlene, yeah. She was praying for me, and that's a blessing, because I do need all the prayers, because the enemy have been trying to attack in them situations and all that, but God is the answer for me, you know, and I didn't hear all what he was saying. I heard the tail end of it. But great is thy faithfulness. You got to be faithful, you know, to God. And this fast is really helping, because without faith, it's impossible to please God. And God wants us to please him in all our ways. I was just talking to an older guy when I was fasting today, and I was telling him about he got to get himself right. I said, you talk good. I said, but you got to get right before you do right. You can't get right if you're not right. And trying to speak to other folks, I said, it ain't happening. He was listening to me. He agreed with me, and I told him, you have to get right with God. I said, because God have a calling in your life. He's about in his 50s. He was listening to me. But I said, you're running, though. You keep running. You keep trying to do what you want to do. He said, you're right. He said, one thing I can say about you, brother. He called me brother. He didn't know I was a minister. He said, one thing I can say about you. He said, when you prophesied on things, it do come to pass. He said, you told me something years ago. And it came to pass, because he got a case he's fighting. I told him it's going to come to pass. But God wants you to get a lot of people out your circle that's not right for you. I said, sometimes it be family. I said, people that hinder you for your blessing. Another friend, he looked at me, and he says, you are right. And I said, that's what God wanted. But God wanted to clean you up with his glory so he can get the glory out of you. And he said, you're right. So certain people was talking on here, y'all is telling the truth. You got to get right before you do it. You got to get yourself spiritual and God is fast. It's a blessing. Something's about to happen next year. I don't know what God is up to, but something is about to break through next year. Blessings is about to happen for some of us. And God that's going through, they've been suffering a long time. God is about to open. As a matter of fact, he's going to dip his hand in that blessing and give you a tip of it. You see how much you can handle it. That's the blessing he's about to bring out. You see him? You don't know, but he's going to do that. But some of us that have been suffering and been going through a lot, God is about to open some doors for you to bless other folks. He ain't going to give you the blessing if you can't handle it. He's going to give you the blessing to help somebody else. So whatever y'all going through, whatever you're going through, or my cousin, Angela Bernard, has called his fast, something is about to happen. And her sister will be getting out this time next year, too. God is about to open some doors for her sister to come out this year, going into next year. Ain't going to be no more longer. God is about to open some doors coming up. Something is about to break through. God put that in my spirit to tell you that. Some things is about to break through by this fast. This fast, because we all at 1 o'clock, on one fast, we've all touching in the grid. So God is about to open the door to heaven, dipping the blessing on his finger, just to give you a little taste. The dip of the finger, the little taste. That's what he's going to get, to see if you can handle it. So I'm just saying I'm glad I got on this line. I can't wait till Friday comes, because, oh, my God, Lord Jesus, God got some things. Oh, my goodness. And this right here fast is just awesome. We need it in these last and evil days. So
right.
I'm glad to be on here.
Well, I received that. I tell you, I just believe, well, the word of God say that on the day of Pentecost, they are all on one accord. They all had one mind. Hallelujah. They all had one mind. And if and I really, I salute all of you all that have made the sacrifice to go on this fast. And as Aaron said, we're looking for some results. You can't fast and pray. The Bible said in Matthew 17 and 20, these kinds, some things that we're going through, it takes fasting and prayer for God to move. Hallelujah.
That's so right.
Just appreciate everybody that's making the sacrifice for this 21 days. I tell you, we did it last year and year before last, and God moved. I'm telling you, he'll open up doors for you. I already see the hand of God moving. Amen. So stay focused. Don't get distracted. And that's what the enemy does. He's going to bring some distractions. There's going to be some challenges. There are going to be some adversities. Don't think we just going to fast and pray and the enemy don't show up. Hallelujah. The Bible said when the sons of God gathered together, guess what? Satan was also there. So he's coming. He's coming. He don't want unity. He don't want us to be on one accord because he want us to fight one another. His job is to steal, kill, and destroy at any means necessary. So stay on this fast. Stay focused. Even if you, when we come off and you don't see the results immediately, wait on the Lord. He's going,
right.
Ooh, God, I'm excited. I don't know about y'all. Hallelujah, but I'm excited. Amen. Let's go to Sister Verona. God bless you, cousin. Love you and appreciate you.
Yo, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you,
Lord. God
I appreciate
you.
That word.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, God bless you all today.
Amen. Adrian. Amen. God bless you.
Okay. Do you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay. God bless you all. I thank God for you all today, and I've just been enjoying. I got on late, like Aaron was saying, and he did call me. I had just walked in the door, and I thank God that he did.
Okay.
Because I'm listening. Even what I did hear, and Adrian, you and I were talking yesterday, and I'm just still
you called me
meditating on that word. But you were we visited what you had taught on Monday. But this whole theme of write the vision and make it plain. I'm just laying on my face in at the feet of God, just. Doing what it's really in. I just thank God because it's just all divinely. I see God divinely positioning me.
All right.
And I just, Lord, I thank him for the connection, and I thank him for you. I thank him for Sister Ruby. I just thank God for what he's doing. I want to encourage you all to just
thank
continue.
You.
Adrian, you know you and I have talked about some things, but what Aaron is my brother saying, Aaron is saying, I know God has given him that because God, the same thing have been in my spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And we discussed God is doing a work with you and what you say, write the vision and make it plain. Just hold fast. Set your face as a flint because God, he that will come shall come. The vision will come to pass. Everything
yeah.
that God is. And I say this. I don't have, I'm listening and I'm waiting for to hear from God for my vision to be more clear. But
come
one
on.
Thing I know, I can't receive my vision if I can't help usher in someone else's vision.
All right.
And
yes,
I
that's the word right there.
Yes. Yes. And one thing I know at this place that I'm at, that God has divinely connected me to you. He already had showed me the vision for you. Okay, and we discussed that. And one thing I know that he's placed me here to help usher in your vision, and in that, my vision is coming to pass.
Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
And I thank him for it because he's so worthy of all the glory and the praise. It's not about us anyway. It's about souls. And if we can let go of our own self sometimes, period, not sometimes, but in this walk, we got to let put flesh down. Mm-hmm. We got to put the self and spirit aside.
Oh, glory to God. Jesus, hallelujah.
And I just thank him and I praise him for what he's doing in you with this broadcast. I thank him for what he's doing in my life and in the lives of the people that are on this line.
Oh, my. Jesus.
And to God's unchanging hand, because
you,
the just shall live by faith. Thank the Lord,
and
I praise the Lord for you all. Love you.
Amen, amen. I appreciate you. Hallelujah. Truly,
yes, Lord.
That.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen, amen, amen. We're going to go on. God bless you. Thank you all. I appreciate that. I appreciate the prayers. I appreciate the saints of God. The Bible says the effectual, fervent prayers of the righteous availeth much. Amen. And my cousin and I, we were talking about that particular passage of scripture in Habakkuk yesterday morning. I tell you, she said what the Lord had given her, and we were just conversing and just enjoying the word of God. It's a beautiful thing when you can get in the Bible and discuss what God is saying, not what somebody else is saying, but what God is saying. So I thank God for that. Amen, amen. Sister T, so good to see you. We've been praying for you, and certainly we have missed you being on the line. I know you had some challenges trying to get through that Thanksgiving without your mother, but just know that we love you. You are family, and we certainly have been praying for you.
Well, I thank you. Praise God for all that he's doing. I love New Jersey Ministries, and I love you guys so much, and I appreciate all your prayers, and thanks for the conversation that even you and I had last night, and
yeah.
Helped me. I just really honor God today. You know, there is no sorrow. My mom's in heaven with the Lord. She's not suffering any more pain.
That's
so
it.
I just honor God, and I'm just ready to walk in the calling that God has set forth for me and to move on to the victory day. So I just honor God, and I'm just a blessing to be on this line without any distractions today. Hallelujah. He's so faithful. He's so faithful, and I love you all on this line, and continue to pray for me as I pray for you and walk in the calling that God has set before me.
Amen, amen, amen. We're going to go to, thank you, Sister T. God bless you. We're going to continue to lift in prayer. We see our Sister Sherry, amen. She just come on a little while ago. God bless you, Sister Sherry. I don't know if you were able to listen online or what, but God bless you. Sister Sherry, yeah, I have it open on this end. Amen. Or maybe you open it, Sister Ruby.
Hi, I just came on. Thank you.
Okay. God bless you.
Thank you. Yeah, I had a couple of doctor's appointments for my son today, so I just got on.
Okay. Well,
thank
God
you.
Bless you. We're going to continue to pray for your son, and we're having a telethon on Friday, so I'll have Sister Ruby get all that information again. For one, we're going to be starting at about 11:30. So those of you that enjoy praying, we're going to open up about 11:30 on Friday. So those that's on the Pacific Standard Coast, that's here in California, will be opening up at 11:30. We're going to go into like 30 minutes of a prayer to just set the atmosphere. And at 12 o'clock, midnight, going on into the a.m., then we're going to start this praise-a-thon. Amen. So you don't want to miss it. We have Lady Rosalind is going to open up. Elder Eugene Hammond out of Sacramento, he'll be the second speaker, and Prophetess Cheryl Harrison, she'll be the third speaker. So you don't want to miss these speakers, these first three speakers for that first hour. Amen. So the call-in number for that tell them that Praise-A-Thon is area code 712-432-1500. Once again, 712-432-1500. And the code, the access code, is 256-417 pound. Again, that's 256-417 pound. So we'll be announcing that again Thursday and also again on Friday. Amen. So
okay, great.
If you're on Facebook, you can see the flyer on there. No, that's a different one. We changed it. Amen. You can see the flyer on Facebook, and if you all need to contact me, you can reach me at my number. Most of you all have that number, so you're welcome to call if you need any more information by that time. So we're going to, go to Liberal Democrat and see if he has anything else pertaining to this Praise-A-Thon that we may not be informed of. God bless you, man of God. Liberal Democrat, is anybody in the chat room? Sister Ruby?
Yes, 1554.
Okay, God bless you, guest 1554. Thank you for tuning in. And Liberal Democrat is in the chat room also. Amen. We're going to... Well, I don't know if he has his phone on mute. Okay, Liberal Democrat. Okay, well, we don't see him. Well, let's go. We're gonna have Minister Aaron Singleton to close us out with the word of prayer. Amen. Once again, we thank you for tuning in. You're certainly welcome to go back into the message, into the archives, and listen to the message. Write the Vision by Dr. Winston Singleton. But before we go, we're going to have some remarks from Sister Ruby, our co-host. And, okay, you can open him up. And that's it. We'll see you all tomorrow.
Okay.
Amen, amen. Can y'all hear me now?
Oh, yeah, we can hear you now,
Amen, amen. God bless you, amen. I'm Blog Talk kicked me off two or three times, amen. So, but I can still hear, amen. God bless, amen. Again, I missed what you guys were saying and whatnot. You were talking about Friday. The only thing I was telling about everybody times, like it begins at 12 a.m. amen until 6 p.m. and that's Pacific time.
Yes.
Amen.
Yeah.
And those of you that are on Central Time, it begins 2 a.m. for you guys. Amen. And ends at 8 a.m. And those on the East Coast, it begins at 3 in the morning. Amen. And ends at 9 in the morning. The calling number, amen to God, amen to God, that you guys got, amen, 712-432-1500. Amen to God. And the access code, amen, is 256-417. Amen. So they'll be saying that again throughout the week and whatnot. But Friday, amen to God, at midnight here, amen, on the West Coast, amen. And again, 2 a.m. for you guys, amen to God, I think in Texas and stuff like that, amen. And 3 a.m. on the East Coast, amen.
Oh, amen. Amen. And we also want to say in regards to that, I just lost my train of thought. That time, what we're doing is we have most of the speakers that live on the West Coast, they'll be pretty much opening up. And those that's on the East Coast will be coming in the mid section of it. So we tried to kind of break it up, and we know, you know, some people not going to make a sacrifice and get up at 3 in the morning. So that's all right. We'll have the West Coast people. They'll be opening up. And if you make the sacrifice, you won't be disappointed. Amen. So this is a six-hour telethon, and we're looking for God to really move in a miraculous way. We're looking for some people to get the things that they desire of God, a word. So all of these speakers will be speaking from our theme, prayer, praise, purpose, and perseverance. How many know we need to pray? And we also know we need to praise God. Then we need to know what God's purpose is for our lives. And then we need to persevere. Amen. So we can't just think God is going to do everything, and then we don't want to go through anything. Like liberal Democrats said, change needs to become our friend. Amen. So we need to invoke some changes in our lives. And I don't know about you all, but, hey, if we don't ever change the way we do things, then guess what? We can continue to expect to get the same results. So there has to be some change. God is a progressive God. And he can't be a progressive God if he never implement any change. Amen. So we thank God for liberal Democrats working with us and helping us get this schedule and everything together and the flyers and everything. If you've seen them, they look nice, the fast flyer, the other flyers. So I don't know if he's going to do one with you all pictures, those that are speaking. But those of you that come on this line, everybody's going to have a part to play. So, hey, and we all can pray. So we're going to have many little intercessions in there before the other speakers come up, and we're going to have people praying and rendering song. Ronnie, I got to get back with you because you were supposed to check on if any of the singletons can come on and render a selection or something for us. So I'll have to call you after the later on this evening. I'll give you a call. Amen?
Okay.
All right, all right. So we're excited. Now tune in for the rest of the week. We still have tomorrow, and we will be on the line for a little bit on Friday, but I'm going to let you all get y'all some rest while y'all will be up for this telethon. So we'll be on for a little while on Friday. Maybe we can have
that, that pillar be preaching too. So we got us, amen. That pillar going to be preaching too. So hear that message first and then come and hear that other message on Friday after the pillar preach. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen.
Wait,
because some people going to be asleep.
What did you say?
No, I said that pillow be preaching too. You know, some people got to get their sleep in. So if you got to get your rest, amen to God, let the pillow preach to you first, amen. Let the bed preach to you first. Amen. Get, cause that's a powerful message sometimes. Amen.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Right.
Amen. So let the bed, amen, get your rest in and your time in. And like we said, you know, you don't have to be in for the whole 6 hours, but how be up the Lord use you to call in? Amen. Because some of our phones, you got cell phones, so you got to cater that in. And you say, okay, now my charger, how long is it going to last? Or how long, so you might got to work that out, you know, with your charger if you're calling in with a cell phone or something like that.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, we're going to dismiss, and we looking forward to a great time. Who else? Amen. Amen. Aaron, are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. Whenever y'all ready.
Amen. We're going to let you call for a word of prayer. God bless you. We certainly tell them on the East Coast where you are about this telethon, Aaron. I'm sorry I didn't get you any flyers in time, but you can still spread the word. Ronnie, I certainly would love for Dee Dee or Peaches or one of them to come on and give us a little lift.
Peaches
will
do it. Peaches
will
do it.
It'll be
Peaches
7, 8 o'clock.
Peaches will do it.
Be winding down. So God,
we don't
bless
work
you
on Peaches and Dee Dee. We're working on it.
All right, all right. I like
Peaches,
that.
Peaches and Dee Dee will do it. Both of them will do it together.
All right.
I can set that up. They'll get with me quick.
We gonna work
well,
on
Aaron. You can close us out with a word of prayer. If there is nothing else, no anybody in need of any prayer, we're gonna close on out. Amen, amen.
All right,
Aaron.
Dear my Heavenly Father, let's close our eyes right now in Jesus' name. God is so good. Dear my Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, oh God, we thank you for this gathering. We thank you for blessing us coming together as one in the body of Christ, oh God. Thank him for us, oh God, to encourage one another, oh God. Father, I know that since you got us on this fast, something is about to happen powerful, oh God, that we don't even know about, oh God. You're working it out in the scenes, oh God. You're working things out right now that we don't even know about. But God, let your blood prevail right now. Bind every stronghold, every demonic spirit, everything that's not like you on us, oh God. Because we got to, oh God, we got to respect you in the ways that you want us to go, not what we want to do in these last evil days. Watch over us. Guide us, oh God. Oh God, don't let this prayer be the same no more, oh God. I don't care what they're going through. I don't know what situation somebody's going through. But Lord, work it out right now. Bless us, oh God, that we get on this fast, oh God, that we can be strong and spiritual, encourage one another, oh God, helping us and guiding us, Lord. It's an honor right now to go on this fast, to praise your name, cause to worship you, Lord God, because without you, we can't do nothing, Lord God. Help our mind and spirit, oh God. Guide us in the right direction, oh God. Let not our heart be troubled. Let your will be done right now, Jesus. Keep our mind near the cross, oh God. Test us right now, God. Help us right now. Strengthen us when we weak. Make us strong, God. Right. Let your will be done. We pray right
even
now.
That's
let
right,
your anointing break the yoke right now. You know the way we need right now. Let your anointing break the yoke
right now,
God.
Hallelujah.
Whatever the devil meant for evil, you know what you meant for good, oh God.
Yes,
bless us right now,
yes,
oh God. And help us and guide us in the right direction. In Jesus' holy name right now.
Hallelujah.
Let your will be done, oh God. Let your blood prevail right now, Jesus. Nazareth. Work it out,
oh God.
Guide us,
oh God. Hallelujah.
Let your will be done. We can do nothing without you.
Hallelujah. That's right. That's right, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. That's
right. Talk to us in our mind and spirit.
Hallelujah.
Oh God, bless everything to work out for the good. In Jesus' holy name. It's an honor to praise your name day and night.
Yeah.
Holy,
hallelujah,
holy,
hallelujah,
holy. It's an honor to praise your name. We can't do nothing without you, Jesus. You're the way maker. You
hallelujah.
Feel valid. You're the bright and morning star.
Yes,
we can't
God.
Do nothing
yes,
without you. God, help us. The guide us in the right direction, oh God. There's too
hallelujah.
Many people coming
hallelujah.
Out here calling themselves a Christian. Ain't a Christian, Lord God.
Help us, Lord.
We
help
are
us,
this
Lord.
The number one broadcast. You know this is the number one broadcast in these last evil days.
Thank
God,
you, Jesus.
Touch us right now that we can help one another.
Yes,
touch us in
God.
Our call. Touch us you know, on another
God.
Next level
yes,
with
God.
You. We can't do nothing without you.
That's
let your
right.
will
that's
be
right,
done,
Abo
Shanda.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Abo Shanda. Eko Bobo Shanda. Let your blood prevail right now. Bless us, oh God. Have our angels be with us when we leave out of here. Bless us with our destiny, oh God. I don't know who's going through something. Bless them in their destiny. Let their angels be capped around them, oh God. You got angels signed for us right now. In Jesus' name, we let your will be done right now. Let folks get on this line like they never got on it before, God. Let people just get connected with other people, God. After this fast, oh God. Break us, oh God. Touch our mind. Touch our spirit. Let your will be done. We pray right now. Jesus' holy name.
Amen.
You are worthy.
I want
to
tell
mercy.
Oh, hallelujah. Just drop
hallelujah.
Angela's coming. She's in the hospital. We want to pray for this woman. A guy. I'm asking everybody
God,
right
God,
now.
Jesus,
to
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Liberal
Jesus.
Democrat praying while we're in Los Angeles. They moved her from the rehab, so she in the hospital. And I want you all to send up some serious
yes,
prayer on behalf of Evangelist Earlene Cummins. I don't know no more.
Jesus,
hallelujah, glory to God. Oh, God, I don't even know the hospital she's in, but God knows.
Jesus.
Oh, God, remember her for her faithfulness. Remember her, Lord God, for her labors of love.
Work with her right now.
You don't know more.
Yes,
she
her, Lord God, like back in the Bible.
Right now, God.
Lord,
we need miracles, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord.
People don't believe in miracles like they have now.
God, we're calling on a miracle for right now, God.
Hallelujah, Lord. Do it, God.
Throw your weight around in that hospital, God, with the room she's in. Throw your weight around up in there.
Thank
you, that woman, oh God. Let your blood right now.
Do it again, God. Do it again, God.
Touch her right now, Jesus. she came, yes, she God. Can't die. You said, look and live.
Jesus.
He can't go nowhere. He's a true woman and man of God is living right now. The devil want to take him out. You lying wonder, speak the blood of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
We belong to Jesus.
That's right, that's right,
we the
that's
new
right.
Generation. We the new generation in these last
Jesus,
evil days. We
Jesus,
are the new
Jesus.
Generation that's coming out.
Hallelujah.
Lying wonder, you can't touch us.
That's
you
right.
You can't touch this. You can't touch
Hallelujah.
This.
Hallelujah.
We belong to Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Jesus, have your way, God.
Like that, God.
Divine health, God. Hallelujah, Lord.
Jesus.
Send your angels, God. Send your angels, God.
Right now,
oh, rebuke it, oh, God. Rebuke the sickness,
right now,
oh, God. Cancel that assignment, God. Cancel it, God.
The wheel be done right now. Break the yoke of the enemy. Lying wonder.
Glory, glory, God.
Oh, I have
no power
over Jesus. One or two touching in the green.
That's
and your
right.
Mystery.
Jesus, that's right. That's right, that's
done.
Right.
He got the power.
Go.
One or two touching in the grand.
Ah.
You touch it in the grand, what you do.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
You got to do the anointing. Touch a head
come
to
on,
the toes.
Come on, come on. Do it, God. Do it, God.
And
faith do it, God.
Without works is dead.
That's
faith
right, that's
it.
Right.
Oh, God, let your will be done right now.
Oh, do it even now, God.
Jesus.
Even now,
praise
God.
Your, we got the power of the Holy Spirit.
Jesus. That's right.
Use
that's
us,
right.
Lord Jesus, like never
that's
before.
Right, God. Hallelujah, praise God.
Praise the yoke. I wonder, plead the blood of Jesus against
Jesus,
you.
Jesus, Jesus, that's right. The devil's a liar. He's a liar.
Acting
like
you ain't
that's
got
right.
no anointing.
Right,
you lying wonder. We got the anointing of Jesus Christ.
Jesus, Jesus.
The head, not the tail. Hallelujah. Living, not the body.
Speak it, speak it, speak it. Huh?
Don't know what you're dealing
Jesus.
With.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
We prophesying over her right now, Jesus.
Jesus.
Healed by
yes,
your
God. Yes, God.
Healed by your
Christ.
Healed by your
Christ. Yes, God.
Shut down.
Hallelujah,
we
hallelujah, hallelujah.
It, believe it in your word, Jesus. Walk in
Jesus,
by faith.
You put your name over
not
God.
Not by sight.
Oh,
trust
the blood of
you,
Jesus,
Jesus,
the blood of Jesus, God. The blood of
touch
Jesus,
right now.
God.
Touch the woman
even
right
now,
Jesus.
God.
Touch hallelujah. The woman right now in the house. Let
yes,
her call her
God.
Tonight. Let the woman call her
send
tonight
it,
that she's feeling
it,
good.
Send it on down, God.
Something came over tonight. We're looking for a miracle
God.
Right now, Jesus.
Yes,
not
God.
Tomorrow, not the next. We're looking for a miracle right now.
Oh, miracle, God.
We're looking for a miracle right
miracle
now.
Miracle, God.
One, two, or three, or four, or five, right
miracle,
now.
Miracle, God, huh?
We touch it in the green
Jesus,
right now when
Jesus,
they get off
Jesus,
the fast,
Jesus.
Jesus we're looking
Jesus.
For that woman to call right now.
Send it,
hey,
send it, God.
How about you?
Send
we're
it, God.
Speaking in it. We have not because we
yes,
ask them. We ask
huh?
for deliverance for
Jesus,
right now.
Jesus,
we ask
Jesus,
it.
Send it, God. Send it, God.
Knocking at the door right now. Asking
that's
for deliverance
right, that's right,
now.
That's right.
We ask them for deliverance. We knocking
God.
At the door right now.
We know you're able, God. We know you're
we
able, God.
We ask for deliverance right now.
Oh, Jesus.
Show
hallelujah.
Me a
stir up the gifts, oh, God. Stir up, oh, God.
Jesus,
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
We are the new generation. We are the real
yes,
generation.
God. Yes, God.
These last and evil days.
Oh, we receive it, God. Yes,
God. Let your will
yes,
be done.
Yes,
touch your mind. Touch your spirit right now.
That's right. That's
listen
right.
This broadcast.
Even now,
listen
God.
This broadcast, Jesus.
Yes, God.
Thank
we
you,
thank
believe it in
thank
faith.
Lord.
We believe it in faith.
Ah,
we trust in your word.
God.
We believe in your word, God.
Oh, Jesus,
my
God.
My God, from glory. You're so worthy
even
to be praised, oh, God.
Hallelujah, God.
Walk with us, oh, God.
Jesus,
talk with us.
Jesus,
God
Jesus,
God of mind
Jesus,
and spirit,
Jesus.
Oh, God.
Hallelujah, God.
We speak in those things. We speak in it right
Jesus,
now. Touch it in agreement.
Yo, Jesus, hallelujah.
Right
we trying to touch the hem of your garment right now with this prayer, God. Hallelujah. Do another healing, God. Do another healing, God. Oh, God, we know you healed that woman of God before, God. Do it again, God. Hallelujah, God. Oh, Lord, we know you brought her from a mighty long way. Do it again, God. Huh? Jesus, 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 Jesus. We know you're able, God.
Hallelujah,
right
God.
Plead
the blood of Jesus right Jesus, now.
Jesus, Jesus.
Plead the blood of Jesus.
Glory, huh? Jesus, do it again,
God.
Do it again,
right
God.
Now.
Hallelujah.
I want to see some signs and wonders right now.
Right now, God. Right now, God.
We want to see it now. Right now.
Right
not
now,
tomorrow,
God.
Not the next. We want to see it now.
Yes, God.
We want
yes,
you to
God.
Do a
yes,
daytime
God.
Miracle down there right
yes,
now,
God.
A daytime
oh,
miracle
yeah, yeah,
right
yeah, yeah,
now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
God.
Huh?
God, we want to
glory
receive
right
it right now,
God.
Now.
Right now, God.
Signs and wonders right now, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Right now, God.
We want you to see. We want to see
yes,
it
God.
Now,
yes,
Jesus.
Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God.
That's it. They call us right
yeah,
now.
Yeah,
the doctor
yeah, yeah,
came to so they can't find nothing wrong
oh,
with
it. God. Do it, God.
I deal with a fear right now.
That's right.
Deal
that's
with
right.
A spirit
that's
right.
Right
now, Jesus.
Hallelujah, 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 God.
Hold your feet all up in that room where she's laying
Jesus.
Down right now.
Yes, God, yes, God.
Touch her right now from her head
oh,
to her head to her
God.
Toe. That's her.
Go in the room, God. Yes, God.
Right now, Jesus.
You see your soul,
right
God.
Right now, drink some water. Let the anointing just fall up when she starts
Jesus.
Speaking in tongues. They don't know
that's
what's going
right.
on.
That's
now,
right,
yeah,
Holy Ghost.
That's right. Let that water, when she's drinking or whatever they give to her, let the anointing just fall all over that woman.
Anointing, God. Anointing,
that's
anointing,
that's the kind of
God.
Anointing I'm talking about. Fall
yes,
all over
God.
Her.
Yes,
all
God.
All over.
Speaking
Jesus,
it.
Jesus,
thank you, Jesus.
We speaking it right now.
Oh,
one, two,
right
three,
now,
four.
God.
Touching the green right,
right
now.
Right now, God. Huh?
It's too much power right now. One can take 1,000. 10 can put 2. 2 can put 10,000. We speaking
that's
it right,
right
now,
that's
Jesus.
Right, that's right, Holy Ghost.
We speaking it right now. We ain't waiting.
Hallelujah,
we speaking it right
hallelujah,
now.
Hallelujah, 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 God.
Hallelujah.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
He's
the atmosphere, God. Hallelujah. Do a miracle in that body, God. Hallelujah, God. Lord, you breathed in it now. Heal it, God. Hallelujah, God. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Oh, God, you're so worthy.
Do it, God.
You are worthy to be praised.
Do it, God.
Hallelujah.
Yes, God.
You're
yes,
worthy
God.
To be
yes,
praised.
God.
Ain't
hallelujah,
nothing too hard
hallelujah,
for you, Jesus.
God.
If we just believe, it ain't nothing too hard for you.
That's right. That's right. That's right, God.
God is nothing too hard for you. We got to believe it.
Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God.
We got to believe it.
Oh, we believe you, God. We believe you, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God.
Touch right now, Jesus.
Have
touch
your way,
right
God.
Now, Jesus.
Have
touch
your way, Lord.
Touch right now. I want to hear something.
Praise God, Jesus.
Yay. Yes, God.
Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God.
You are worthy to be praised, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
We thank you for every little thing.
Oh, glory,
we thank you for
glory,
healing right
glory.
Now.
Thank
right
you,
now.
Jesus.
We believe right now, Jesus, he's healed.
Oh,
we
yes.
believe right now she's healed,
Jesus.
We believe right now she's healed, Jesus.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, God.
Too much power on this line.
Oh,
Jesus,
power
Jesus,
on this.
Jesus.
The devil's a lying wonder.
That's
hey,
right.
That's
right, Holy Ghost.
He's a lying wonder. That's why he creeps on the line. Trying to get
Jesus,
Jesus stuff
Jesus,
on the line. You
Jesus,
lying wonder?
Jesus,
you
Jesus.
You can't do nothing with us. Oh, no weapon formed against us going to prosper. You can't touch us. My God, some glory. Hey, if we wasn't doing the right thing, you wouldn't get on this line. You ain't going to get on the line, ain't doing nothing. This line wonder. Speak the blood of Jesus.
Blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Speak the blood of Jesus. God. Yes, Lord. Worthy, you worthy.
Yes, God.
You are worthy.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Even now, God.
God is moving right now. As we speak.
Yes, God.
He's moving right now. You're going to hear something from that woman this week.
Oh.
Or tonight. You watch.
Speak life, that's right.
Too much power
speak life.
Life.
Ah.
Something is about to happen this week or tonight. God is going to do a miracle today or just week. Watch
mm.
what I tell you. Something is about to happen.
My
God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Too many people get sick and the enemy trying to take them out before their time. And the devil's a liar and the pit. Truth ain't in it. But this prayer right we got, God is allowing to happen. The prayer she's been having, my cousin been having, this prayer right here is going to be even powerful.
Yes, and this fast is going to be even faster, powerful than it will ever be. Because there's going to be too many people getting on here. God is bringing them. Folks is tired.
Mm. Hallelujah. Rain on us, God. Rain on us.
Hallelujah.
Surround us in this place.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Breathe new life. Come within us, Jesus.
Oh, yeah. Y'all still on there?
Come on, let's ask for the rain tonight. Let's ask for the rain.
Hello?
Say rain on us. Somebody needs to breathe. Oh, shower down. Shower down. Send your spirit, Lord. Oh, rain. Lord, breathe on your people tonight. Shower down. Shower down. Send your spirit. As the angels do, and we cry, oh.
Hallelujah.
Let it be revealed, mystery. Let it be revealed. Show yourself. We want to really, really, really know you. Know. So we worship
you. Thank you, Lord. Thank
how
you.
We worship your majesty. Dominion, power, it belongs to you, Jesus.
Amen, amen. We'll see you all on tomorrow. Have a glorious and blessed day in Jesus' mighty name. God bless.